MGM officials say the budget to develop a resort casino in Springfield has increased to $950 million, $150 million more than the estimated investment when the Gaming Commission awarded a license for the project in June 2014. Rising costs and other factors have led MGM to redesign the project, reducing the total square footage by about 10%, and eliminate a 25-story hotel tower that would have been the first change to Springfield's downtown skyline in a generation. MGM Resorts International President Bill Hornbuckle, at a public presentation for 250 Springfield officials and residents this week, offered assurances that his company is not deterred by the rising costs and project delays.
We are fully committed to this. We're going to get this thing done to a point you're all going to be exceptionally proud of it.
Hornbuckle defended the design changes as a natural evolution for a complicated project that has been on the drawing board now for almost 3 years.
Where the project we had designed and began to price in 2012 had moved its way into 2015, we recognized that we wanted and needed to make some changes for all kinds of reasons.
Although the redesign trims about 122,000 square feet from the project, MGM officials insist it will not adversely impact non-gaming amenities such as retail and dining. The number of lanes in a proposed bowling alley will be reduced by 3. Other changes impact behind-the-scenes operations, including a smaller loading dock and employee dining room. The size of the gaming floor is not substantially changed. Hornbuckle said the proposed 6-story hotel with the same number of rooms, 250, as the tower, is a better fit in the South End neighborhood where there are many 4- to 5-story brick buildings.
The notion of a hotel on Main Street integrated into the community to bring those 250 guests or 500 guests, however many are in the hotel, closer to Main Street and downtown does exactly what we started to do here the day we started with this concept, which is enliven the downtown corridor.
Another change to the project, which MGM officials also insist is an improvement over the original plans, will relocate 50 market-rate apartments that were to be built on the grounds of the casino to other locations in the city. MGM touched off a furor in Springfield last month when the project changes were revealed in a regulatory filing with the state environmental agency. It caught Mayor Dominic Sarno and other city officials completely by surprise. MGM Springfield President Mike Mathis promised the company will be more open and transparent.
And, you know, we recognize that we've stumbled here, but as you've seen, we're as committed as we've ever been. In fact, $150 million more committed.
Mathis said all the commitments made in the host community agreement with Springfield will be fulfilled. These include annual payments to the city totaling $25 million. 2,000 construction jobs, and 3,000 permanent jobs. MGM's presentation was warmly received. Springfield resident Mark Boisvert said he is confident the casino will get built.
I think the bottom line is our city of Springfield and people in general in the Pioneer Valley, they just have to be patient. We have to deal with it for the next 2-3 years. But the opportunity of growth is there, and I think we will reap the benefits once it's all said and done.
Sarno, the Springfield City Council, and the Gaming Commission must all approve the design changes sought by MGM. Earlier this year, the Gaming Commission approved MGM's request to delay the opening of the casino for a year until September 2018 because of the reconstruction of Interstate 91. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tutt, Hill WAMC News.